The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 3. They say, if a man puts away his wife and she goes from him and becomes another man's, will he return to her again? Will not that land be greatly polluted? But you have prostituted with many companions. Yet return again to me, says Yahweh. Lift up your eyes to the bare heights and see, where haven't you been lain with? By the ways you have sat for them, as an Arabian in the wilderness. And you have polluted the land with your prostitution and with your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. Yet you have a prostitute's forehead, you refuse to be ashamed. Will you not from this time cry to me, my father, you are the best friend of my youth? Will he retain his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Look, you have spoken and have done evil things and have had your way. Moreover, Yahweh said to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She's gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree and prostituted there. And I said after she had done all these things, she will return to me. But she didn't return, and her betraying sister Judah saw it. And I saw, when, for this very cause that backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce, yet betraying Judah her sister didn't fear. But she also went and prostituted. And it came to pass through the lightness of her prostitution, that she defiled herself together with the land, and she committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her betraying sister Judah has not returned to me with her whole heart, but feignedly, says Yahweh. And Yahweh said to me, backsliding Israel has shown her soul more righteous than betraying Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says Yahweh. I will not look in anger on you, for I am merciful, says Yahweh. I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against Yahweh your God, and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every green tree, and you haven't obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. Return, O backsliding sons, says Yahweh, for I am a husband to you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will shepherd you with knowledge and understanding. And it will come to pass, when you have multiplied and increased in the land in those days, says Yahweh, they will say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither will it come to mind, neither will they remember it, neither will they miss it, neither will it be made any more. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem. Neither will they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. In those days, the house of Judah will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together out of the land of the north to the land that I gave for an inheritance to your fathers. But I said, how I will put you among the sons and give you a pleasant land, a goodly heritage of the hosts of the nations. And I said, you will call me my father and will not turn away from following me. Surely as a wife betrays by divorcing from her companion, so you have betrayed me, O house of Israel, says Yahweh. A voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and the supplications of the sons of Israel, because they have perverted their way, they have forgotten Yahweh their God. Return, you backsliding sons, I will heal your backslidings. Look, we have come to you, for you are Yahweh our God. Truly, delusion comes from the hills, the tumult on the mountains. But truly in Yahweh our God is the salvation of Israel. But the shameful thing has devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, and let our confusion cover us. For we have sinned against Yahweh our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day. And we haven't obeyed the voice of Yahweh our God.